back again to Terzier, right? We have the Haitian gang leader, alleged cannibal, and they were saying that they were unaliving their victims in the streets and burning them and consuming the flesh. That's what was going on. And obviously you have these pictures of the Freemasonic symbolism. Now, I'm not just any regular guy that takes this for what it is. I go, well, this is interesting. Why is he wearing that? Because a lot of people in the comments, when I posted that clip, they were like, oh, he just got that on, you know, anyone can get a Freemasonic. He's a pseudo Freemason. Is he? Is he a pseudo Freemason? Because.
Wrong.
Wrong. According to the history, this is history, okay? Now, I know that a lot of people don't like mainstream history, but according to mainstream history, almost all Freemasonic revolutionaries, Haitian revolutionaries were Freemasons. One of the first guys, this Francois Dominique Toussaint Louverture, and that took me forever to freaking say, was a former slave who led the revolutionary forces against the French. He himself, again, they said that he was a Freemason because of his, this is him right here, because of these three dots. Now, the three dots represent the Trinity and the lines.
The three steps of Masonry, the three degrees.
Yes. So this is him. Now, this is where it gets controversial because in the late 18th century, when the French were occupying Haiti, French Freemasonry came forth, and some of the oldest Freemasonic lodges are in Haiti from the 1700s. And when the slave owners were having relations with their slaves, those children were mixed children, and they had luxuries that other children would not have, including being able to enter Freemasonry. And because of that is why historians believe that there is Freemasonic influence on voodoo. Okay, and now that's very controversial because people are going to be like, no, right? The white man didn't teach us this. Like, we knew all this stuff already. This is coming from Africa and voodoo and all this stuff, which, again, I'm just pointing and looking at the history, okay? Faustin Soloque, which was another Haitian politician, military commander, and an emperor of Haiti, was a Freemason and an enthusiast of voodoo. His entire staff, bro, were high priests and male witches at his residence in Port-au-Prince. Now, this is the guy here, and this is the confirmation of him being a 33rd degree Freemason in France. This is him, and this is his sword, bro. So they have his sword, and if you look closely, it's engraved with Freemasonic symbolism. This is the sword.
Alex.
Yeah, this was the sword that was given to him. You got the eagle. You got, I think, yeah, there's
a lion, ox, and
there you go right there. So this is history, okay? This is a sword that's not even a
double X, but it's the Freemasonic compass. But it's interesting that when you zoom out the Freemasonic compass, it looks like two X's.
Yeah, X marks the spot, right?
Wow.
So
how much that sword runs for?
I don't know. It was the first ever. He had a whole regalia and everything. Okay, so this is where it gets controversial because this is how I was mentioning earlier. The influence of French Freemasonry in voodoo can be seen, bro. Here we go. So we have the Masonic, the main voodoo god. I think his name is Baudet. I could be getting that wrong. Let me look it up here. Main voodoo deity.
Dambala?
No, Dambala is one of them. So Bondé is...
Well, that's what Chucky says. He says Bondé,
yes.
Dambala.
Here he is. Grand Maître, which is Grand Met, which means the great creator or the great architect, right? Of the, which that's a whole thing in Freemasonry. We have the great architect, right, of the universe, right? Holy. So the great architect of the universe. So you see that Freemasonic influence there, and it's in the iconography, bro. Okay, it's in the, see, here you have the, again, Freemasonic, the G. And, oh, that's just one example. Okay, well, here are some of their sigils that they use. And this is from a Freemasonry and Voodoo by Clay Robinson at the University of Florida, a paper that he did on the whole entire thing. If you want to check that out, that's my source for that.
Wow.
And he breaks it down. Some of the main sigils that they use for the invocation of certain deities are based off of Freemasonic symbolism. Okay.
And you even see the three dots in the two slides prior to that one as well. The one right before that on the left, it looks like the three dots. That's new information for me. I never knew that, but I understood the three. That's cool.
Dumbala right here. So you got the Freemasonic compasses. Okay. And so.
Whoa. So that's a symbol for Dumbala?
Yeah, this is the sigil. So what they use, again, this is a sigil. They call it a veve or vivi. It's a sigil that they use to represent the deity on this realm. And that's how they invoke the deity into this reality. So voodoo.
I'm a huge Child's Play Chucky fan. And the new Chucky, he has to do a sacrifice for Dumbala. So he goes to the White House, right? The White House is the Lindster house. It's the Templar house. It's the, you know, the Freemasonic house. And he has to do a sacrifice at the White House. So Dumbala will grant him life because he's starting to age. Chucky doll is starting to age because of Christian magic. That's what the show says. That's why Dumbala is mad at him. So that's the reason why I know that word. So when I watch this show, I'm going to see if they even have this symbol in it.
Yeah, bro. I mean, and again, I've looked at this sigil before. I've done an episode on zombies, and I didn't make the connections until I started making the connection. I'm like, okay, what do Freemasons have anything to do with voodoo? Okay. And so the rabbit hole gets deeper because as I was going through this research for this minute and a half clip, by the way, for my video guy, he's like, hey, make a clip. We're going to try out this new format, you know, make a clip on something. I was like, all right, well, let's capitalize off the headlines. Let's capitalize off the cannibals and all this stuff. And then when I started doing the research on research I already had, the rabbit hole was getting deeper and deeper, don't I? I was like, oh, I couldn't finish. You know how I am, bro. Like, I have 150 slides on palm trees.
Bro, palm trees. I got some palm tree stuff to show because the Haiti flag symbol is a palm tree, and they're all going to Florida.
Yes.
Which is a palm tree as well. So,
here, let's continue here. So the Dumbala, which is their snake deity, their et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, Freemasonic.
Compass right there.
Compass, right? I mean, that's again, don't. People are probably going to get. I mean, this is for the Patreons, but so I said, okay, this is really weird. Has anyone ever linked necromancy with Freemasonry? Turns out there was a guy in the mid 18th century named Johann George Strofer. Okay. And he was a German charlatan, independent Freemason, and necromancer. This dude was performing Masonic necromantic sessions, bro, in which he would conjure ghosts and spirits. What? And bro, so check it out, because this all ties into the larger picture of what Haiti is and everything that's going on, right? So it's about the manipulation of people's perception, sorcerers of the subconscious, cinemagicians at work, quite literally, because this Johann George Strofer guy was the precursor to early film, bro, because he inspired phantasmagoria shows, which were popular in Europe, which were essentially haunted houses, bro. This was the first ever haunted house experience. So people would go to this dude's shows. Now, if he was actually conjuring spirits or not, we don't know. But what's interesting is that he would tell people, you need to come sleep deprived. You need to fast, so you're hungry. And you're going to have an experience. Some people said that he would drug the salads so people would have. So they don't know if they were actually experiencing something or not. Okay. And this is the precursor to film. And what some people say, why we have haunted houses. So think about Hollywood, the horror nights, and any haunted house experience that you go to comes from phantasmagoria, which is the use of magic lanterns and projections. But this is one of the first forms of multimedia, aka movies. Okay, and from this guy, mind you, what do we have in Haiti? Well, we have necromantic voodoo, because part of voodoo is not only the chemical aspect, but also the black magic aspect of it. And then we have the multimedia, the first ever book on zombies, came from Haiti. The first ever movie on zombies, which was inspired from the book on zombies in Haiti, again, inspired the first movie, bro, in 1932. So we have this connection between a Freemasonic necromantic guy, right, inspiring the movies that we know today, right? So here I was talking about the Magic Island, and a zombie is a mythological undead corporeal revenant created through the reanimation of a corpse. Again, either through the uses of substances or through the use of magic. Okay, and here it inspired 1932, and the movie is about a young woman's transformation to a zombie at the hands of an evil voodoo master. So I thought it was interesting that all this is popping off, and then we have this guy popping into scene, which would fall in line with, right, every revolutionary needs to be a Freemason. He stepped into power when the other guy stepped down. Okay. So, and according to the legends, right? So some sources claim that Masonry was so integral to Haitian culture and leadership that any president of the country who was not a Mason prior to office was ordained on the occasion. So was he ordained on the occasion because he stepped into power? I mean, that's the latest we got, that they're stepping into power. Now, another interesting connection was